Welcome to Saints Alive, where we take you with us to meet God's most heroic followers. The saints were just ordinary boys and girls who allowed God's love to transform them into real-life superheroes. Their love for God changed our world. Did you know that God has sent you here to become a saint? It's up to you to choose love over fear, to be courageous, faithful, and kind. The choice to become a saint won't be easy, but it will be worth it. So listen closely and open your hearts. These real-life tales of the saints from the past may just inspire you how to live your story. Let's go on this adventure together.
Disappointing football game ever. And I can't believe we lost again.
Keep your chin up. Coraggio, Jack. There's always next time.
But we haven't won this entire season.
We played our best. You had a great game. 2 goals? Besides, I love soccer, but there are much more important battles to be fought and won.
Maybe so, but the loss still stings. Speaking of battles, my mum and dad are at it again. They've been fighting consistently ever since we moved from Bristol. Most days, I don't even want to go home.
I'm so sorry, brother. Come to my house for a bit. We can play some video games, and I have to show you a website I'm working on. Plus, if you're with me, my mum might even make us a Nutella snack. My favorite.
That sounds great. I'll call my mom when I get to your house.
Andiamo. Grab your bag. It's only a 10-minute walk.
It looks like we have to run.
It's really coming down.
What do we do?
Follow me.
Of course you choose a church. You know, there's like 3 cafes we could have gone to.
Yes, but none of them have him. My best friend.
Who? Do you know the priest? Hey, I thought I was your best friend.
You are my best friend this side of heaven. But I'm talking about Jesus. He's here in that tabernacle, waiting for us to spend time with him.
I should have known. Well, tell your best friend to stop this storm so we can play some video games.
It will calm down soon enough. It actually reminds me of a story.
Alright, go ahead. While we wait on the rain, I'll listen to your story. I know you want to tell it, so I'm all ears.
Okay, let's sit right here in the front pew, right by the tabernacle. After all, Jesus is a big part of this story. It happened about 100 years ago in Colombia, when our grandfathers were just young boys. It was an idyllic morning in this small seaside town in Colombia, named Tumaco. Seagulls floated carefree in the air over the ocean, enjoying the soft breeze. Beneath them, waves gently lapped the shore. Overlooking this peaceful scene, Father Larando, the parish priest, was engrossed in teaching his daily catechism class.
When Jesus entered into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, a great tempest arose in the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves. But Jesus was asleep. And they came to him and awakened him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. And Jesus saith to them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? And then, rising up, he commanded the winds and the sea, and there came a great calm. But the men wondered, saying, Who is this whom even the winds and sea obey?
Oh, I know, I know, Jesus!
Shh, Jose, he wasn't asking you. That's just part of the story.
Yes, Jose, you're right. Jesus is the Lord, and he truly stilled the storm at sea. You are a great listener. You all were great listeners. Well, that is all I had planned for today. Class dismissed. Thank you, and see you all tomorrow. Anna, may I speak with you for a moment?
Sure. Jose, wait outside. I'll be right there.
I know your little brother has a habit of interrupting, but you need to be more patient with him. He looks up to you more than you know. What a blessing it is to be a big sister.
I know. I'm sorry, Father.
I know it's been difficult for you and your family. It's been almost a year since your brother went missing at sea. I knew Pablo well. He was a good young man. Did you know I gave him Holy Communion that day, just before he went out fishing? Come to think of it, I gave him his first Holy Communion when he was a boy. And his last.
Father, may I be honest with you?
Of course.
I don't find comfort in God or religion anymore. Since Pablo died, I don't feel God at all. It seems he must not be here, there, or anywhere if you let him. If you let him.
Oh, my daughter, what believer has not felt what you feel? Jesus himself felt abandoned as he hung on the cross, crying, Father, why have you forsaken me?
But if Jesus was God, why did he feel that way? He could have done something. He could have done something for Pablo.
Jesus showed us that even he, in his humanity, felt our loneliness and abandonment. He showed us that beyond that anguish is the promise of his resurrection, the power of life over death. Do you remember the story from today?
Jesus in the boat?
Yes. What was Jesus doing during the storm at sea while the apostles were frantic and panicking?
Sleeping.
Exactly. They forgot Jesus was with them and that the storm was no match for his power. You must know that Jesus is always in our hearts. But sometimes we let him fall asleep. Go. Wake him up. He is waiting for you to wake him up so he can show you his power.
Pablo believed. He must have called on the Lord to save him from that storm. Why did the Lord not answer him? Or me?
Not all of our whys can be answered in this life. But to awaken the Lord is to trust him. As Jesus said in the garden before he was to die, begging God to find another way, he gathered the courage to say, Not my will be done, but thine. Remember, Jesus has all of the past, the present, the future, and eternity in his hands. He makes all things work for good for those who love God. All things, Anna. not just happy things. Trust Jesus, Anna. Trust him to be beside you and work all things to your good. Now, you and Jose run along home. Give my love to your family.
I will. Thank you, Father.
Hey, what was that all about?
Just Father Lorando teaching me to be a better sister.
Impossible.
You know what I'll always be, though?
What?
A faster sister.
Yeah, right. On your mark.
Get set.
Go! Ha-ha! Are you gonna try to run faster? Is one.
It's about time you two got home.
Well, I gave you a head start.
I thought I heard you two.
Papa, you're home!
Ah, there's my boy. I wanted to see you and your sister before I have to head out. Anna, how's my little girl?
Not so little, Papa.
You'll always be little to me. What did Father teach you today at class?
It was so cool. First, all the apostles were like,
"We're just fishing, everything is normal."
And then, a storm came out of nowhere. The waves were as big as houses, and the boat was about to sink.
What happened then?
Jesus fell asleep.
No. Did they wake him up?
Yes.
And then what happened?
He told the wind and the sea to calm, and they did.
That is amazing.
Well, the only thing is, we weren't there. It's sort of hard to believe.
Anna, faith is believing even when we weren't there, even when we can't always understand.
Well, it's still just hard to believe. I mean, if Jesus was here, Pablo wouldn't have.
Come here. I know you're in pain. It's been hard on all of us. But Pablo knew his job was dangerous, and he loved it. He was afraid of nothing, so he knew the Lord, and so do we. So we have nothing to fear.
Papa, I can't bring myself to pray anymore. Father Lorando says I need to wake up Jesus in my soul, just the way the apostles did in the boat, but I just can't.
It's like crossing a desert on foot. Grief takes time to heal. Don't lose your hope. I love you, little one.
I love you too.
And you know who else loves us?
Who?
Your mama! Look what she has for you!
Huevos pericos arepa! Your favorite, Anna?
Deliciosa!
Jose, wait until Papa says grace.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
What's happening?
Oh no!
What do we do?
Quickly, under the table! It's an earthquake! Come here! My love, come here! Ah! Ah!
No! Your leg is bleeding!
I'm okay. I'll be okay. Just stay where you are.
When will it stop?
Soon, my love, soon. Hold my hand. Don't let go.
The earth continued to quake, spasm and shudder all around them. Trees crashed to the ground, houses splintered, and wagons toppled over, spilling fruit and wares all over the street. Horses broken free of the reins, galloped and reared about the town in panic and confusion. After 10 minutes of violent tremors, everything became still once more.
Papa, do you think that it's over?
I'm not sure.
Oh, your leg looks terrible. Can you walk?
I don't think so. I can't bear weight on it. Wait, we're not out of the woods yet. Come outside. Look, the birds. They're flying inland away from the coast.
The ocean.
The waves. Not normal. Something's coming.
Tidal wave! The tide is going out and gathering! Run!
They'll never outrun it. None of us will. The wave will overtake us.
Papa, we have to go to the church. Jesus will save us!
Rosalito, my little one. Out of the mouths of babes. You're right. Go to the church. It is our only hope.
But what about you? You can't walk.
I need you and Jose to run ahead. Anna, it is time.
What do you mean?
It is time. Wake him up. Jesus is waiting for you to awaken him in your heart. So go to the church. God will show us his power.
Okay, I will go. Run, Jose, run!
Anna and Jose ran as fast as their legs could carry them. All along the way, the roads were strewn with fallen trees, broken wagons, and confused animals. Shattered and ruined houses lined the streets. But they ran on, calling to their neighbors as they went.
To the church! We have to go to the church!
Follow us to the church!
Are they crazy? Running toward the ocean? The wave will swallow us all!
No, they're right! Follow them! God will save us!
Quickly! Everybody, run!
While the town of Tumaco followed Anna and Jose, Father Larondo was praying fervently before the tabernacle.
It was you who shut up the sea with doors when it burst forth from the womb. And it was you who said, "Thus far shall you come, but no farther. And here shall your proud waves stop." Lord, do not forsake your people. You have made the sea and everything in it. Preserve us from this most bitter end.
Father Larondo!
What are you all doing here?
Father! I did what you asked! Jesus is awake! He is awake in my heart! You must lead us on a procession to the beach. God is our only hope.
To the beach? To the beach. Yes. To the beach!
Father quickly dressed in his finest vestments, consumed the hosts in the tabernacle, and set the large host in the golden monstrance. Then he turned it to his flock.
Let us go, my people. Let us go toward the beach, and may God have pity on us.
As he stepped out of the church, the monstrance gleamed brilliant in the morning light. The townspeople, young and old, healthy and haggard, followed their priests closer behind, consoled only by the presence of their Eucharistic Lord. As they turned onto the beach, they met an eerie sight. A great open expanse of sand and seaweed lay before them. Fish flopped about looking for water. In the distance, the seawater was quickly receding, as if being swallowed up by the earth. Then a distant roar began to sound. Out of the depths of the ocean, a black wall of water surged and rose on the horizon. Hungrily racing toward the shore, eager to consume all in its path. Father Larondo, holding the monster in high, yelled out for his people to hear.
Our God is our refuge and strength, a helper in troubles. Therefore we will not fear when the earth shall be troubled and the mountains shall be removed into the heart of the sea.
The wave gathered size and strength. The townspeople stood transfixed by fear, their feet as still as stones in the sand. Father Larondo, however, straining against a strong gale, strode along toward the water, gripping the monstrance tight.
Jesus, wake up. Be with us now. Lord, save us. We are perishing.
All hope seemed lost. The wave had formed a towering wall above them, and they knew only seconds remained before they were drowned.
Not my will. I trust you, Jesus.
Father, trace the sign of the cross with the host. And then, the water hesitated, slowed, and paused as if recognizing its creator. This moment, the wall of water stood over them. Then shrank back and ebbed away. As a defeated army before a triumphant king.
It's a miracle!
It's a miracle!
It's a miracle!
It's a miracle!
It's a miracle! It's a miracle!
It's a miracle!
It's a miracle!
It's a miracle!
Father Larondo turned back towards his people, his eyes wet with tears. Still holding the Lord aloft in the monstrance, the seawater lapped now playfully around his ankles.
Oh, my dear people, the Lord has spared us this day. Why were we fearful, oh, we of little faith?
He thrust the monstrance even higher.
Who is this? Even the winds and sea obey.
The people quietly knelt down on the cool, damp sand in adoration. Silence reigned for a moment on the beach. All gazed at the Lord who rescued them. Then, from the crowd, a small voice was heard.
Jesus. Jesus, it is you.
Unbelievable. Did that really happen?
It really happened. The earthquake was felt for miles around Tumaco, which caused massive tsunamis up and down the coast, wreaking death and destruction. But Tumaco was spared. Word spread around the world about this miracle. Father Larondo received letters from as far away as Europe asking for his prayers.
Wow. Wish we could still write to him. Maybe he could help my family. Help my mum and dad patch things up.
Father Larondo may not be here, but coraggio, my friend. I am here.
Ha. Well, I hope you can be of more help than on the football field.
Hey, I set you up for those goals.
Oh, I had to beg you for the ball.
Well, I gave you two things today. The ball and a good story.
That you did. Maybe. No promises, but just maybe. I'll stop in here from time to time when the storms get rough at home. And I'll remember your story.
You hear that?
What?
He's quiet. The storm has stopped. I guess the Lord is telling us to be on our way.
I'm kind of glad that storm rolled in.
Me too.
Thank you so much for listening. The Miracle of Tumaco is an incredible and true story that happened in the year 1906. For this episode, we created the characters of Anna and her family to help elaborate on the theme of trusting in God. Thank you so much for tuning in to our first episode of our newest series, Eucharist Alive. This series is a Hallow exclusive with full-length Saints Alive episodes each Monday in May, telling the stories of four different Eucharistic miracles. In addition to this, the series has short sessions each Wednesday and Friday for little ones to learn about the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Join Hallow today to listen to Eucharist Alive by clicking the link in the show notes. Our next public episode will be on Saint Margaret Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus and will premiere on June 17th and 24th. Mark those calendars.